Disc 12.
So for the first time in their army careers, the officers and men became seriously concerned with medals. A bronze star was worth 5 points. Inevitably, the army's hierarchical and bureaucratic systems played favorites. Lieutenant Foley recalled the regimental adjutant who picked up a bronze star for, according to rumor, selecting the hotel Zell for Sink's HQ. The men of EZ felt cheated in another way. In the paratroopers, it had been damn near impossible to win a medal other than the Purple Heart. In the 101st, for example, Webster wrote, only 2 men had been awarded the Medal of Honor, a private and a lieutenant colonel from the 502nd. They had both been killed in action. Major Winters, who had acquired it legitimately in a fracas with a German battery in Normandy, wore the only Distinguished Service Cross in the 2nd Battalion. In E Company, Captain Spears and 2 or 3 others had 100-proof silver stars, and about 12 men displayed bronze stars. Of Purple Hearts, there were a plenty. But that was not a decoration, but a badge of office, infantry. Most of the men in E Company had, for decorations, only the 4 battle stars on their ETO ribbon. No more than a personnel clerk who had never left base camp. There was McClung, for instance, Webster complained. He was quiet, lanky, and unimpressive, and nobody noticed him. But his buddies in the 3rd Platoon swore that old One Lung had killed more Germans than any other man in the battalion. McClung could smell Kraut. He hunted them. He pursued them in dawn attacks and on night patrols. He went out of his way to kill them, took more chances, and volunteered for more dangerous jobs than any other man in E Company. McClung had made every day of Normandy, Holland, and Bastogne. And what did he have to show for it? An ETO ribbon and 4 battle stars. Sergeant Shifty Powers was in the same category. As good a soldier as there was in the 101st, he had no medals, no Purple Heart, so not enough points. But the grumbling had grown to such proportions that General Taylor decided to have a drawing in each company. The winner would be rotated home. Powers did not want to attend the drawing. "Hell, Paul," he told Sergeant Rogers, "I've never won anything in my life." But Rogers persuaded him to go, and he won. Immediately, another soldier offered Powers $1,000 for that trip home. Powers recalled, "I thought about that for a while. $1,000 was a lot of money. But finally I said, no, I think I'll just go home."